Now, at this point, you may be wondering how all this relates to Those Gamblers' Blues and how Those Gamblers' Blues relates to St. James Infirmary. And we have a couple of songs that were recorded early on in the history of St. James Infirmary. 1930, to be precise. January 27th, 1930, for Columbia Records, Mattie Hite recorded St. Joe's Infirmary, and she also gave it a subtitle of Those Gamblers' Blues. Gene Austin, on the next day, January 28th, 1930, for Victor Records, recorded St. James Infirmary, which he subtitled Gamblers' Blues. Mattie Hite also attributed the composition of the song to E-body, which means really everybody, which shows that the song was in the public domain. And this was challenged by Irving Mills, a.k.a. Joe Primrose, and that was changed later on. But initially, it was attributed to everybody. And Mattie Hite, there's not a great deal that's known about her. She was something of a blues singer. Seems to be based mostly in New York. And she recorded 8 songs between 1923 and 1930. But she's also is found in newspaper advertisements, appearing in cafes and cabarets in Chicago. And it's thought that she was born around 1890. And in fact, in 1890, there was a Mattie Hite born in Dinwiddie County in Virginia, Petersburg. And that was probably the Mattie Hite that we're talking about. Gene Austin, on the other hand, was a very famous singer-crooner who had been in the Irving Mills songwriting stable for a few years prior to this. But again, both of these versions are cobbled together from the Those Gamblers' Blues as collected by Carl Sandburg with the one verse from St. James Infirmary.
It is down in old Joe's bar room, on a corner by the square. The drinks were served as usual, and a goodly crowd was there.
On my left stood Joe McKinney, his eyes bloodshot and red. He gazed at the crowd around him, and these are the words he said. Went down to St. Joe's Infirmary,